Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. I want to make an apology. My show was supposed to start at 10:30 this evening, but silly me, I set the time for 10:30 a.m. instead of 10:30 p.m., so you guys that came looking for me at 10:30, come on back, because we're going to have a good time tonight. I'm playing a lot of oldies, slow jams tonight. Like to start off by saying the day here was a beautiful day today, 62 degrees in the DMV. It was just so beautiful. I just wish that it could be 62 degrees throughout the year, but I know that's not going to happen. Hope everybody's having a beautiful weekend and got things done that needed to be done. I didn't really get too much done today, but I was talking with different people about book deals and different things like that. So I'm doing a little bit of progression on things that I promised that I was going to do in 2012, because this is my year. It's definitely my year to step up, get up, and, you know, do the things that I've always wanted to do, get them out of the way, and continue with getting things done. So with that being said, we're going to get right into our next slow jam, Angela Winbush, Angel.
Angel in my eyes.
Angel.
Winbush, I'm sorry, Angel. And did you guys know that she and Ron Isley used to be husband and wife at one time? Or are they still married? Well, they used to be. Anyway, let's get on with the music. Oh, my goodness. Blog Talk is having some technical difficulties here. It's not letting me play anything. Okay, here we go.
Barbara, this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, you see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, I buy them. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep him. Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you know how I feel. And woman to woman, now if you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same thing too?
Shirley Brown, Woman to Woman. Before that, you heard Alicia Keys, Like You Never See Me Again. And right off the top was Al Green, I'm Still in Love with You. Now, Shirley Brown, I saw her in concert, and she did that song, oh my goodness. It sent chills through my body. But, you know, back in the day, you know, it was like that. A woman would buy a man or whatever, do any whatever she could to keep him. But nowadays, you try to take somebody's man, they will shoot you, stab you, run over you, cut your tires up, break your windows out, kill your kids. Just, ooh, it's just a big mess. If you have a request, you can put it in the chat room or call in. And if I have it, I will play it. And if I don't, I will get it the next time around.
Thank you. and you're all alone, and you don't know why, what to do. Just let your mind drift away into paradise and say, this is heaven, I know. I feel it slow in my heart. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby.
Come to me.
Don't ask my neighbor.
Never.
Don't
emotions. Don't ask my neighbor. Before that, we heard Brian McKnight doing a do-over of Distant Lover by our favorite Marvin Gaye. And off the top was Bloodstone, This Must Be Heaven. But I had that song labeled wrong because the song I wanted to hear was, I forgot. But I have to label my song, that song, correctly. And as you all know, Etta James passed, I think it was last week, last Friday. And generally, I do dedications to artists who have died that, you know, I was very fond of. So I didn't get to do a dedication to her because my show was already scheduled. But I had three songs that I'm going to play, you know, doing a little dedication to her tonight. So sit back, relax, and get some food off the buffet. Tonight is seafood. Get any drink you want. Lend me your ear. And if you have any dedications, call in. The number is 646-652-2877, or you can put it in the chat room. And let me give a quick shout out to my friends in the chat room: Arthur Speak, Michelle, Miss Kane, Rhea, my co-host, and Tammy Gibbs. How you guys doing? Okay, we're going to get right back to this dedication to Miss Etta James.
The sky's above. could speak to. A dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to. A thrill that I
she don't want it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. She want it on Sunday. All right. That's Etta James, my little dedication to the late, great Etta James. She will be missed. That was A Sunday Kind of Love. Before that, you heard At Last. That song is really, really out there. It's a wedding song, just a beautiful song. Beyonce did it in the movie Cadillac, you know. And we hit it off with I'd Rather Go Blind. That song, that's a heavy song. Anytime somebody's going to give up their sight to be with somebody, you deserve that body. We're going to get right back into the music. Here we go.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If being right is to live without you, I'd rather live a wrongdoing life. Your mom and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. But as long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends say it's no future in love than a married man. And I can see you when I wanna, I got to sneak around and see you when I can. Am I wrong to fall so deeply in love with you? Lord, I got a wife and two little children depending on me. Am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your touch? Lord, I got someone else at home who needs me just as much. And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? Am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
That's my sexy chocolate. Well, he was my sexy chocolate, Isaac Hayes. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Before that, you heard Gladys Knight, If I Was Your Woman. That song, that should be a woman's national anthem. I love that song by Gladys Knight. There's another one I love by Gladys Knight. I love all of Gladys Knight's music, but I have my special picks as well, as I'm sure everybody else does. But another one I love by Gladys Knight is Giving Up. I hope I can get that in before the night is out. And before that, we heard G.C. Cameron, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. That song played in the movie Coolie High. And it's generally a song played at funerals because it is hard to say goodbye to our loved ones once they're gone. But also, G.C. Cameron used to be a Temptation years ago.
And I am the best man I'll ever know.
our bedroom. First, I want to take some time. I just want to look at you. Girl, you are so fine. I can't believe my eyes. And all that I want to do.
Love. See, with the very touch of her hand. She really did. And she's got more faith in me than a beach got sand. And I like to tell her that I'm forever indebted. That I'm forever indebted. I'm forever indebted to her cause. What a woman loves.
Yes, it was, Rhea. That's R. Kelly. And before that, you heard Johnny Gill, My, My, My. And at the top, Jennifer Holliday. And I'm telling you, I'm loving you anyway. Okay, ladies, I see the request or, you know, what you like to hear in the chat room. But, Rhea, I think Billy Paul's Me and Mrs. Jones, I think it's in my playlist, but someone else is singing it. And I can't remember who else is singing it, so I can't find it right now. But if I don't get it on tonight, the next slow jam, I promise I'll have it up for you. And Michelle, Wishing on a Star, I think I may have that, but if I don't, I will, you know, have it the next time. But I Miss Kane wanted to hear Juicy Fruit. Who is that by? Is that by M2 May? I'm not too sure who that's by, but we're going to play a little something by my, y'all know by who. I ain't even got to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway, by my baby daddy, Smokey Robinson. His birthday is next month. Okay, here we go. Where's the song out? Okay, here we go.
When I
Don't you know I did a ride?
Okay, that was Rolls Royce, Wishing on a Star. And before that, Who's Loving You? We have about 6 minutes left, so if you have like to put your shows up in the chat room, go on and do that. And, you know, any shout-outs you want to give out, do that. I'm going to get back to a little bit more music before we shut this show down.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far,
like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before.
Can we give it a try? You, me, and he. What are we gonna do, baby? You, me,
Okay. That's you, me, and Sheba, M2May. I want to thank everybody for coming and hanging out with me this evening. Delicious talk. Author Speak, Michelle, the two guests, Rhea, Miss Kane, and Tammy Jones. I thank you girls very much for coming out. Hope you all have a nice weekend, because I am. Everybody, come back next week, next Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my next show. I'll be posting it because I'm not sure what's going to happen next week, whether I'm going to have a guest on or we're going to do dialogue. So just keep checking my board and see you guys next week. Have a good one. I don't know what I'm going to play as a closing song. Good night, everybody. We'll just leave it like that. Have sweet dreams. Bye-bye.